The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. What an important subject we're going to be covering today. Something that is basically all around us, and we'll get into that in 1 second. But first of all, why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long that they don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition, this condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, for too many of them, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Few people realize this, but brain cancer has actually now surpassed leukemia as the number one cancer killer in children. Australia has seen an increase in pediatric brain cancers of 21% in just 10 years alone. Now, this is very consistent with studies showing a 40% brain tumor increase across the board in Europe and the UK over the last 20 years. The question is, could the increase in exposure to what we call electromagnetic fields, especially those coming from our cell phones, could these be responsible for the vast increase in brain cancers, or is it merely a coincidence? Well, today, we're quite literally awash in an invisible sea of these radio frequencies and electromagnetic fields. And sources include things like home electrical wiring, electrical appliances such as TVs, electric blankets, electric alarm clocks, high-tension electrical wires, and certainly mobile phones. But more and more people are even reporting being allergic to these electromagnetic frequencies and these radio waves. Yet the so-called experts, the same ones who are usually benefiting monetarily from the cell phone companies, by the way, these are the people that are continuously telling us that these EMFs are completely harmless, that we're overreacting and we have absolutely nothing to worry about. Well, the scariest part of all is we are believing them and even allowing our children to have and use their own cell phones. I have a little niece, and she just turned 7, cutest little thing ever, and my cousin bought her this cell phone for her birthday, and I was just cringing, but what do? You can't save other people, especially people who aren't willing to be saved themselves or hear the message or learn the truth. Well, we're going to be exposing a lot of that today. Today on Transforming Health, what, if any, are the implications of all of this electromagnetic frequency overexposure? Are we the lab rats in a massive experiment that is unfolding before our very eyes? Well, our expert today wants you to know the truth about electromagnetic frequencies and your cell phone overexposure, and she wants you to know it today. Now, she's appeared as a leading health expert on such shows as 2020, Dr. Phil, The View, Good Morning America, Extra, CNN, P- PBS, CBS, NBC, and has been featured in myriad of natural publications ranging from Time and Newsweek to Glamour and Oprah magazine. She's also the recipient of the prestigious American Medical Writers Association Award for Excellence. So please welcome the multiple New York Times bestselling author here to discuss her new book, Zapped. We have the one and only Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman with us. Dr. Louise Gittleman, how are you doing today?
I'm being zapped, and how are you, Brad King?
Well, I think I'm being zapped as well, and it's funny, I just picked up, I had this old, kind of an archaic flip phone. You know, a lot of people are like, what's a flip phone? Well, I had this flip phone from a few years ago, and you know, I'm a big believer in all of the research, obviously, on the EMFs, and we're going to be exposing a lot of that today. But I didn't want to change my cell phone because I actually don't use it. I don't put it up directly to my ear. I always use it on speakerphone. I only really check messages. I don't really do emails or anything via the cell phone. So, you know, it was time. My publicist said, listen, you've got to have your emails on the road. So we went and we got this, you know, super high-tech cell phone. I don't really understand half of what it does, to be honest with you, but I still don't hold it up to my ear. And I want to talk about this. First off, I love the quote in your book from Aldous Huxley that you included, and it says, facts don't cease to exist just because they're ignored. Now, the fact is, we all know people who would rather stick their heads in the sand and not know what's going on around them rather than face the facts and understand the dangers that we may be submitting ourselves to on a daily basis. So, Dr. Gittleman, you've written numerous books. We've had you on the show before, you know, on your best-selling book, which was The Fat Flush Plan. You've written extensively on nutrition, even menopause. I mean, the list goes on. But so what would make you jump from, you know, all of the nutrition-related information to something like Zapped? Tell us about that.
It's a good question. You know, Zapped is really a departure from the weight loss and detox topics that were the primary focus of many of my previous books. And like you, Brad, I've been a maverick health sleuth and searched for the underlying causes of disease for many years. And over the past 5 years, I would say, I've been very worried about the increase in so many diseases that are so common now but were almost unheard of, let's say, a decade or so ago. I mean, what is there in our food, in our air, or in our environment that is commonly affecting so many people in every stage and age of life? Every day you hear about children and friends, relatives or associates who are being diagnosed with brain tumors, leukemia, Alzheimer's, autism, asthma, heart arrhythmias, or even chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And these diseases are now epidemic. What about the explosion of ADD or ALS and epilepsy, hypothyroidism, diabetes?
Sure.
Nearly 50% of all North Americans live with some type of chronic illness that they attribute to old age or stress. But quite frankly, I think that some of us are just more vulnerable and sensitive to magnetic fields than others that are surrounding us in this day and age. You know, the biology of the human body is driven by electricity.
Right.
We're all bioelectrical beings, and even conventional medicine recognizes this. Our hearts and our brains emit electrical fields, and they're measured by EKGs in the heart, EEGs in the brain. Our bodies contain large amounts of water that you're always telling us to drink and minerals that are highly conductive, and they're conductive to the electrical well-being and our own functioning. As a matter of fact, our own planet, Brad, evolved in a very sensitive but minimal electromagnetic environment from the fields that were created by the Earth's iron core, by ultraviolet frequencies, and even lightning. Well, Brad King, let me say, and I'm here to tell you and your audience, that today we are immersed in 100 million times more, that's 100 million times more, artificial and man-made frequencies than our ancestors. And these electronic fields, from all kinds of electrical and digital devices that we'll be talking about, are far from natural, and they're far from normal.
Well, Dr. Gittleman, let's get into this again, because, you know, it's very scary what we are subject to. I mean, I lost both of my parents to cancer 20 years ago within a six-month period of one another. That's what led me into research in the first place. You know, I don't know anybody on this planet that hasn't been touched in one way or another by, you know, someone in their direct family or someone very close to them that has experienced cancer. And we're hearing about, you know, maybe one in two people within the next decade that are going to be experience cancer, and yet we now know that cancer is not natural. It doesn't occur in nature. It's a man-made disease for the most part, and it's largely environmental. So what you're talking about here, I mean, this is environmental, isn't it, when we talk about the electromagnetic pollution, so
to speak? It's environmental, and just like any other environmental toxin, the cells in your body will respond to the electromagnetic fields as something that's potentially harmful, just the way they do, Brad, to heavy metals, let's say, in some sort of toxic chemical like fluoride or the bromides that you're finding in some of our soda waters. And the DNA in our cells recognize these electromagnetic fields, even at the very lowest levels of exposure, and then that creates a biochemical stress response whereby your cortisol levels go through the roof, the cell membrane shuts down, nutrients can't come in, and toxins can't get out. That's a very simplistic way of saying that exposure to all of these fields from cell phones, from your power lines and the like, all add together to the toxic overload that we're already exposed to. I don't necessarily think it's the EMFs that are creating this. I think it's the straw that's breaking the camel's back that then does not give you the ability to regenerate and rejuvenate because it's chronic exposure. It's 24/7.
And that's the thing. It's like stress. I mean, this is just another form of stress upon our physiology and our biochemistry. And I agree with you. It's not when people talk about this electromagnetic pollution, so to speak, a lot of people just shut off. They go, you know, oh, this is ridiculous. This is just one more thing. And now I can't drink my wine. You know, we heard about the cigarettes. We can't eat chocolate. Well, certainly in excess. So it's one more thing that people are overloaded with, and people shut down. They don't want to hear the truth. It's too much. But I agree with you. This is cumulative, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things, but it's all around us.
It's cumulative, and the studies that have been done, and it's a very new, certainly a very new topic, the whole concept of electropollution, which is why I felt compelled to write Zapped. But the reality is it's not going to go away. We simply need to be empowered in terms of how to live with the gadgets that we can't live without. And it is a side effect from all of these gadgets and gizmos, from our digital clock radios to our blow dryers, our hair straighteners, our microwave ovens, kitchen appliances, the power lines, the iPads, the iPods, TVs, computer monitors, and even more deleterious than anything else is not just the cell phone, which I think you can use safely and soundly, but it really is the cordless phone that the Europeans feel is 100 times more toxic in terms of its ability to impact the human body and our own electrical fields, much more so than the cell phone that we're addicted to.
Now tell me if I'm one of the anomalies, so to speak. I mean, with this old phone that I had, and I went online and I checked out, it was one of the lowest radiation emissions. I had a Samsung flip phone at the time. You know, I'm not going to talk the whole show about this old phone that I'm kind of missing here. But, you know, when I would hold it up to my ear, and I didn't do that very often, within about a minute, I would actually start to get a little bit of a headache. It would actually change my mood. And, you know, I would kind of try to readjust my neck. And it was weird. It was like there was a heat. Do you hear about this? When you were doing the research for the book, are a lot of people sensitive to even holding their cell phone up to their head, or am I one of the people out there that is really not the norm?
No, it's a growing number of people that are really talking about some of these symptoms. That people are getting headaches, they're getting dizzy. One of the most strange symptoms, or the most strange symptom that I've heard, is ear ringing. People find that they have continuous ringing in the ears. They get headaches on the same side of their head, certainly that they're holding their cell phone to. And there's a lot of flushing, tingling, and strange sensations. Even a type of dermatitis that people are now reporting in terms of extreme cell phone or even laptop usage, where you're putting your laptop directly on your lap. So
nice.
There are a lot of these very strange symptoms, but nobody's connecting the dots, Brad.
Well, right, and you know, it's the medical community is probably always the last to accept these things. However, I'm sure the pharmaceutical community can kind of get excited about these things because I'm sure they're at this very moment trying to create some pharmaceutical means to deal with all of this electromagnetic pollution. Because I mean, let's face it, that this is a multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry in the making.
Oh, it's so, it's a trillion-dollar-a-year industry with 20 telecommunications companies. And one of the ways in which our government makes money is through taxes on cell phone minutes. That's here in the United States.
Nice.
So this is big business. This is like big tobacco. This is asbestos. This is tobacco, asbestos, tanning beds, and HRT all combined. But the thing with those other kinds of public health concerns is that you can walk away from somebody that's smoking a cigarette, or you can move out of a building that might have used asbestos. You cannot walk away from electromagnetic pollution. It's there chronically 24/7. It's in your bedroom. It's under your bed if you've got a wireless router, or it's coming in through the walls because your neighbor has a wireless router that can emanate its radiation, microwave kinds of radiation, for about 400 to 600 feet. So that's really what the problem is. This is continuous and unrelenting.
And this is what I love about your book, because you the problem's there, and you know, you talk about the problem, but you don't labor on the subject. You basically talk about ways in which you can deal with the problem. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King. Our guest today is the author of ZAP, Dr. Anne-Louise Gittleman. Is electromagnetic pollution harming you and your loved ones? I mean, how many electronic innovations do you dial, watch, surf, charge, boot up, commute on, cook with, and plug in every single day? You cannot afford not to stay with us for the rest of the show. We will be right back with more of Transforming Health after these messages.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you finding fitness a chore? Is health and nutrition too time-consuming for you? It doesn't have to be like that at all. Tune in to Fit Fan for Fun, Lifestyle Fitness with your host, Shira Litwack. Every week, Shira and her guests will show you the fun side of fitness. We'll invite you to send topic suggestions and questions via email, as well as call into the program. You'll get sensible fitness and nutrition advice in a relaxed and fun program. You won't look at fitness as an enemy ever again. Fit Fan for Fun airs every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way, with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the dangers of continual cell phone use as well as other sources of electromagnetic fields. The very real implications of excess electromagnetic pollution is more often than not ignored by many health professionals and even some experts or so-called experts in the field, as if whatever sensitivities people are displaying in association to the electromagnetic pollution, well, it's all in our heads, of course. Unfortunately, electromagnetic pollution It's all around us. So it's harder and harder to remove ourselves completely from its effects. There's Wi-Fi networks, cordless phones, cell phone towers. I mean, those are just a few examples of electromagnetic fields, but the implications from this continual exposure on human health are very real and obviously very concerning. There are so many individuals that experience negative effects from these electromagnetic frequencies that researchers now have a name for it. It's called electrohypersensitivity. The question is, are you someone who suffers from electrohypersensitivity? And if so, what are the long-term effects of such exposure? And helping us understand the real dangers associated with this electromagnetic pollution is a health researcher who has dedicated her life to helping others lead healthier lives. She is a New York Times bestselling author who has written 30 books. She's a highly respected health pioneer, weight loss expert, and was recognized as one of the top 10 nutritionists in the country by Self Magazine. Here to discuss her new book, once again, Zapped, please welcome back Dr. N. Louise Gittleman. Dr. Gittleman, what I loved about this book is that it points out, you know, just how much EMFs we're exposed to on a daily basis. And, you know, people are becoming more aware about the dangers of things like cell phone use and, you know, not wanting to live near power lines. But there are so many devices that we use on a daily basis, and we're being zapped by, according to your book. So let's talk about some of the devices that we should really be wary about. And also, you know, let's talk that this does not affect absolutely everybody, does it?
It really doesn't. Some of us are just more vulnerable and sensitive to magnetic fields than others. I think that everybody may have some type of electrosensitivity to some degree or another, just like you've got allergies to some degree or another. This is almost like an allergy to electricity. People do develop symptoms like anxiety or headaches. You were talking about the headaches with your cell phone.
Right.
Sometimes chest discomforts, anxiety, and irritability when they're exposed or go under high power lines or transformers or fluorescent lights, which I hear a great deal about. And there are other types of weird symptoms when they're close to their microwave ovens or other common household appliance, for that matter. But the link between many of these symptoms and electrical and digital exposure is just not diagnosed, and many people are just given drugs to suppress and just weaken the body. The problem doesn't go away. What I would call to your attention, Brad, and I think this is important for your listeners, is that there was a report called the Bioinitiative Report, a rationale for a biologically based public exposure standard for EMF fields. And that was reviewing over 2,000 peer-reviewed studies from 30 years of science, which did show serious health risks which were associated with wireless and electrical devices, including the increase in cancer that you talked about at the beginning of the show.
Right.
As far as leukemia was concerned, but it also talked about breast cancer. It talked about Alzheimer's, ADD, ADHD, you name it. So there is a connection. And again, this was a report that came out in 2007. It was reviewing over 2,000 peer-reviewed studies. Nobody talked about it because there's no money in exposing all of this.
So here's the interesting thing. I mean, you talk about those studies. Your book is, I mean, that's what's so amazing about you. You know, you're a researcher, and you just, you'll stock these books full of this information, but you back it up with the peer-reviewed journals, and it's not just your opinion, and then you give, you know, real means as to what to do to defend against these things that are happening. And we're going to be covering that on the second half of the show, you know, ways in which you can stop and block a lot of this damaging from occurring. And we're even going to talk about nutrition, because Dr. N. Louise Gittleman is one of the premier nutritionists in the world today, and she has a whole section in the book about superfoods and how you can actually block a lot of the negative damage from these EMFs from the inside out, from choosing the proper nutrition. But, you know, there was a study I read a few years ago, I think it was in 2007, from the Journal of Occupational Environmental Medicine Journal, and they actually reviewed 11 studies, and they showed that using your cell phone for 10 years or longer doubles your risk of getting a tumor on a nerve connecting your ear to your brain. And, you know, there are other studies that show that electromagnetic radiation can penetrate almost straight through the entire brain of a 5-year-old child. So the research is out there. Why aren't the, you know, why aren't we hearing about this from the makers of the cell phones, and why aren't we hearing about this from the people that are providing us the services?
Well, the reality is their instructions that may be, you know, on page 86 of the manual that they give you in very, very small print. So they tell you to not put that cell phone directly up to your head where you're actually putting a low-level microwave oven to your brain. They do give you that instruction. It's just not up front and in your face, so nobody pays much attention, and we get this false sense of security when you are walking around outside in a playground area, in a mall, coming out from the television, coming out from the movie theater. You see everybody with these gadgets pressed to their head. It's glued to their ears now, so that gives you this sense of security that it must be okay because so many people are using these devices. Well, the reality is that the health effects of electromagnetic radiation probably could be framed as controversial, because there are many conflicting conclusions that are drawn by independent researchers versus those researchers that are secretly funded by the wireless communication industry and the electrical utility industry.
Sure, and you and I both know that any study can be skewed.
Any study can be skewed. You take a look at that Interphone study that came out this year. We only waited 10 years for it. What were the results? Inconclusive. Well, the reality is that they didn't even include children and teens who are the biggest consumers of this kind of technology.
Right, and let's talk about that. Let's discuss the children, because parents, you know, no parent would, in their right mind, intentionally harm their own child. They would defend them with their lives, and yet they're going out and buying them cell phones for Christmas and their birthdays and thinking they're doing something, you know, good for the child. I mean, in some cases, it's okay because the child can keep in contact with the parent, but let's face it, the majority of these children are using the phones continuously. So what's the damage of giving these to younger people?
Well, there's a lot of damage, according to the University of Utah. The idea is this. Children are much more vulnerable victims of environmental pollution of all types than adults. And when it comes to EMF, studies have shown that their thinner skulls and their bones allow them to absorb twice the amount of radiation as a grown-up. So that means that the radiation from a cell phone can more deeply penetrate a kid's brain and their tissue because it's more conductive than ours, Brad. It contains a higher concentration of minerals and fluid. I mean, there was one study that I remember from my book that found that a cell phone call that was lasting only 2 minutes causes brain hyperactivity, and that can persist for an hour in children. So then you wonder about the growing epidemic of hyperactivity,
right,
of insomnia, and problems now with children's behavior. And do you know that there are some studies, and there's one in particular that I can remember reading about that was done by alternative physician Dietrich Klinghart. He found that a pregnant woman's body voltage, which was measured in her bedroom, as well as the body voltage of children in their bedrooms, was a predictor of autism. So I think there is a connection here in terms of the amount of these freaky frequencies that we surround ourselves with, and the fact that autism is sharply on the increase, with 1 in 100 babies being diagnosed somewhere along the autism spectrum.
You know, here's the thing. Children should not use cell phones until we know exactly what this technology is doing. And I'm talking about barring a life-threatening emergency. They shouldn't use cell phones, or they shouldn't use wireless devices of any type. And that's in my opinion, because as you mentioned, and the studies show this, children are far more vulnerable to this type of radiation, especially cell phone radiation, than adults are because of their thinner skull bones. You know, and here's the other thing. What about parents that talk on cell phones when they have newborn children? You know, isn't that dangerous as well?
Well, it is. But the idea is that the farther you are away from the device, the less emission will be involved in terms of absorbing that emission into the body. So distance is very important. Distance, duration, and intensity are the real three areas that you start to look at. So the farther you are away from a device, the better off that you are. But I certainly wouldn't be holding it right near my ear or near a newborn, and that gives me also pause to reflect about all those baby monitors that we have. You know, I tell everybody in Zapt, you do an electronic feng shui in every room of the house, including the nursery, and you really want to sweep the nursery and kids' bedrooms. And please avoid the baby monitors if you can, because that is exposing your child to a constant Wi-Fi emission, so to speak, and that will affect the child. So you've got to at least keep any kind of monitor or any kind of device, hopefully that's wired rather than wireless, at least 6 feet away from your child as he sleeps.
Right, and this is not new information. I mean, there are countries that are really becoming proactive because of the conflicting research. I mean, to date, several countries, including France, Germany, and India, have issued recommendations to limit exposure to electromagnetic fields, and Switzerland and Sweden and England have implemented boundaries around the use of cell phones for their youngest citizens. And in Canada, the Toronto Department of Public Health is now advising teenagers and young children to limit their use of cell phones to avoid potential health risks. So this information is out there, and some of these institutions are really looking out for us, but we really need to become a little more proactive. And as parents, you know, we are the defenders of our children. So until we know that something is not going to harm our child, you know, let's err on the side of caution. I think that's probably the smartest thing that we can do. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we are talking to the author of Zap Today, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the implications of excess electromagnetic pollution, especially where cell phone use is concerned, and the condition of electrohypersensitivity. Very, very important show, very important subject. Tell as many people as you can about this, because we really need to be more aware of what's going on around us and what we're exposing, not only ourselves to, but people around us. You know, these electromagnetic fields, today we're surrounded by them. It's almost like an invisible sea of radio frequencies. Sources are home electrical wiring, electrical appliances, TVs, electric blankets, blankets, electric alarm clocks, high-tension electrical wires, mobile phones. More and more people are even reporting being allergic to the EMF and the radio waves. And according to Dr. Thomas Rau, he's medical director of the world-renowned Paracelsus Clinic in Switzerland, it's estimated that between 3% and 8% of populations in developed countries are now showing signs of serious electrohypersensitivity symptoms, while another 35% experience symptoms that would otherwise be deemed mild. Dr. Rau says he's convinced that electromagnetic loads lead to cancer, lead to concentration problems, ADD, tinnitus, migraines, insomnia, arrhythmia, Parkinson's, and even back pain. The situation is so severe for those suffering from electrohypersensitivity that simply being in an area that contains Wi-Fi, I mean, look at the airports nowadays, these things can trigger a wide array of symptoms including headache, fatigue, nausea, burning or itchy skin, and various aches and pains. She has appeared as a leading health expert on such shows as 2020, Dr. Phil, The View, Good Morning America, Extra, CNN, PBS, CBS, NBC, and she's been featured in myriad of national publications ranging from Time and Newsweek to Glamour and Oprah magazine. She's also the recipient of the prestigious American Medical Writers Association Award for Excellence. Please welcome back the multiple New York Times bestselling author here to discuss her new book, Zapped, Dr. N. Louise Gittleman. Dr. Gittleman, we were talking about the problems with overexposure of these EMFs, especially when it comes to our children. And, you know, you have various ways that you've spoken about in the book and the research that you've done to actually protect against the ongoing accumulation of this damage, but also what we've already been exposed to. So why don't we start off by talking about ways in which we can protect our children, because obviously we can't do away with all of these EMFs, but what can we do to limit the damage?
Well, what we can do for our children to make them safer is to make sure that they text rather than call, that they're using a safe headset, and there are some headsets that I talk about in Zap that I think are very important, the air tube headset primarily.
Right.
And certainly no phoning or texting while driving. We know that's not healthy for very obvious reasons. But it's not just inattention that triggers car accidents involving cell phone use, but there are signals in our nerve cells that are sent out, and they become leaked when you are using a cell phone, as when they are exposed to any other kind of pollutants. So the reality is there is a brain-blood barrier that becomes, becomes immersed in the cell phone radiation. There are leaks in there so that you become very sensitive to calcium leakage, and the membrane itself starts to decalcify. And when you start losing calcium from the cell membrane, then the neurotransmitters do not function. They're not firing possibly.
So, Dr. Gittleman, what about those little devices we're seeing popping up in our Whole Foods and various health food stores that are supposed to block some of these negative frequencies? That, you know, the little ones you put on the back of your cell phone, or you can put them on your computer or any other device that you're using?
We haven't seen really good research, quite frankly, and I'd be the first to say yay.
Right.
In terms of that, the only thing that I have seen that is really helpful is when people start to learn the technique of earthing themselves or grounding themselves, which I think has the ability to protect the body against the health-disturbing EMFs, and also has been found to accelerate recovery from intense athletic activity,
sure.
Relieves muscle tension, lowers stress, and by lowering stress, you promote calmness in the body, and you also cool down the nervous system and stress hormones that are triggered with the continual EMFs that are surrounding us on a very chronic basis.
So when you talk about grounding, I mean, obviously the closer we are to the ground, the better it's going to be. As you mentioned, there's some research that even if we touch the ground and hold the ground for a period of 20 to 30 minutes, we can greatly limit the excess inflammation within the body, you know, walking barefoot on the ground whenever we can. But there's now devices that are coming up that help us ground. You can put in your seats and also in your bedding. You know, what's your take on those?
They've been very helpful. I measure cortisol levels all the time, and if you go to ruzap.com and look at the earthing products, you'll see what I've used for my own clients and for my own family. And you'll see that these are very helpful in terms of allowing your body to be the recipient of all of those electrons, those healing negative electrons that are teeming on the surface of the earth that will flow into your body and then neutralize the potential that you get from the damage of the free radicals that we're exposed to, which are positively charged. So you actually neutralize all that by your bed sheets or by a universal mat, a grounding pad, or even a band that I wear when I'm doing any of my work on the computer.
So you have the grounding pad yourself.
As we speak, Brad King, my feet
are
on the universal mat, right, which is plugged directly into the electrical ground because I have no faulty wiring in my house. Everything was checked out by an EMF buster from buildingbiology.net. And when I can, I try to go outside, if conditions allow, for at least 30 to 40 minutes a day, and I will stand either on grass or dirt or sand or concrete, which we know are very conductive surfaces from which the body can draw these healing electrons. You can't be conductive if you're going to be sitting or standing on vinyl and wood, and you've got to be going barefoot. That's really what the key is.
Sure. Let's talk a little more about the cell phone use, and then let's get into some of the other causes of the excess electromagnetic pollution, if you will, because everybody uses a cell phone nowadays. And in your book, which is absolutely amazing, you talk about some of the most dangerous places or places that are super conductive, so to speak, that are really creating that much more of a problem. So let's talk about those. One of the areas you say never make a cell phone call in or never answer your phone in is an elevator. Why is that?
Yeah, an elevator, actually a train or even your car, because of all of the metal that you're surrounded with, and that reflects, absorbs, and then bounces back all the EMFs that are now being emanated from the device that you're using. So it just serves as a magnifier, quite frankly. And I'll tell you something else in terms of cell phone usage that people are not aware of, but there's some concern that even your amalgam fillings could be acting as a transmitter.
What else is new with our amalgam fillings, right? We're learning new things all the time. Let's face it, just get rid of them. I mean, that's the best thing to do.
Well, I don't think people are going to do that, but I think using your cell phone as much on speaker is very important. I think it's important that you, at night, I'm concerned about the wireless routers that are routing, 24/7. You can disable it at night, for heaven's sakes. Do not sleep in your bedroom where you've got your cell phone. Don't use it as an alarm clock. It can affect your melatonin levels, which, as we know, are very protective for sound sleep and circadian rhythm. And I would also suggest that when it comes to a laptop, don't put it on your lap. Put it someplace else that is not touching your body. Wherever any of these devices touch, that is the area of your body that will become more significantly impacted by these EMFs. And just do it for cautionary purposes.
Sure, and you see this a lot, especially in airports. You see people with their laptop right on their laps, and, they're working away. What about all the people that keep their cell phones in their back pocket or on a little, on one of those little holsters, so to speak? You discuss this in the book as well.
Well, I think it's important that wherever you get that cell phone battery or the antenna, that it's facing outwards, not inwards towards your body. So the keypad could be facing inwards and that battery could be facing outwards. I think that's what's really important, or I should say the antenna, so everything is emanating away from the body, not towards the body, if you're going to be carrying it at all on your person.
Right.
And that's really what the issue is, I think, with all of this. It's quite an interesting topic because so many people are going to put their heads in the sand and not realize that there truly is a shadow or negative side to this wireless revolution, and many individuals feel that this is the greatest public health SOS of all time and that we are a major biological experiment. And I attended an EMF summit where scientists from all over the world attended, and they are very, very concerned about strange symptoms that are emanating from people all over the world, and they really strongly advise that every single government in the world start taking issue for the electromagnetic health hazards, and they take action while there is still time.
Oh, sure.
Like that.
there's so many things going on around this planet right now, and many of them we never even hear about. I mean, we're just shielded against these things, so to speak. And you, as you mentioned, this is just one more of these things that we should be aware of. These aren't scare tactics. This isn't, you know, when Dr. Louise Gittleman wrote this book, Zapped, it's not to scare people into never using any of this electronic equipment or go up into the mountains and live there from now on. It's just to be more aware of ways in which you can actually stop some of the excess damage from accumulating. I think that's one of the most important things that we have to understand and take away from a book like this. And we're going to go to our last break, and when we come back, get your pen and paper out, because we're going to be talking about a little more than just cell phone use. We're going to be talking about, first of all, what kind of nutrition can help the body block some of the excess buildup of this type of radiation. And I want to also ask Dr. Anne-Louise Gittleman about X-ray overexposure, even mammograms, and what's going on in our airports nowadays, because I don't know about you, Dr. Gittleman, I don't know how much you travel these days. I know you used to travel a lot. I'm traveling all the time, and I'm very concerned about this. So when we come back on Transforming Health, we're going to ask the real tough questions, and you won't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com. to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to the last segment. Arthur Schopenhauer once said, "All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as being self-evident." The question is, what will it finally take for health authorities to acknowledge that electromagnetic pollution is indeed a real threat to our health? Do we need to wait another 10 years or so before all the results of this massive experiment are in? According to Dr. Havas, one of the world's leading researchers in electromagnetic biology and medicine, as many as 5 million to perhaps even 60 million diabetics worldwide may be affected by transient electromagnetic fields, or what we call dirty electricity, which typically comes from appliances, television, stereos, and other electronic equipment. Dr. Havas says dirty electricity can be used to describe electric power that has become corrupted by our use of modern appliances. And this form of dirty electromagnetic fields, or these EMFs, is invisible to the eye, but has a biological effect on the human body and has been associated with a wide variety of illnesses. She's a New York Times best-selling author. She's written over 30 books. She's a highly respected health pioneer. She's a weight loss expert, and she's recognized as one of the top 10 nutritionists in the country by Self Magazine. The book we're talking about today is Zapped. Once again, for the final segment, Dr. N. Louise Gittleman. And Dr. Gittleman, I want to talk about something very important. Dr. John Goffman, who studied the effects of radiation on human health for, I think, over 45 years now, he's provided very strong evidence that medical technology, and we're talking about specifically X-ray, CT scans, mammography, and all of these various devices can be a contributing factor to 75% of new cancers. And he actually predicts that ionizing radiation will be responsible for 100 million premature deaths over the next decade. Now, I know that's a very daunting number. What are your thoughts when it comes to things like X-ray?
Well, he's absolutely right. We get a medical radiation overload, and the whole controversy with cell phones versus the ionizing radiation you get from a CAT scan or an X-ray or a mammography or a full mouth X-ray that you get at the dentist's office is that that's a different type of radiation. One is ionizing, meaning that it heats tissue. It heats tissue so that you get biological effects and damage because of the heating. And there is that other group of scientists that say that anything that is non-ionizing, like your cell phones or your cordless phones or the wireless routers, do not heat tissue, but therefore they do not provide the body with any detrimental effects, which we see from an independent group of scientists is dead wrong. So having said that, I would agree with you. You really want to minimize your medical radiation overload. So that means in terms of nuclear stress tests or CAT scans or even a yearly mammography or a full mouth X-ray, be very careful and start keeping a diary in terms of the average radiation dose that you're getting, because there are established limits that have been promoted by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and I write about that in Zapped.
Now, what about some of this information we're hearing about mammographies being one of the possible causative factors behind breast cancer? I mean, if you said that to the average woman, they would think you're absolutely crazy. And yet, you know, more and more research is pointing in that direction, that there's an accumulation of radiation damage, DNA damage, from women that are just going to protect themselves against breast cancer. I would love to get you as a woman and you as a researcher, what's your opinion?
I think it's all possible, but having said that, let me say one other thing, which will show you that I try to be very balanced. I had to undergo, actually, it was two CAT scans. If you take a look at my book, there's an enormous amount of radiation that one gets from a CAT scan.
Sure.
But it was a life-saving procedure which found a congenital cyst that was putting my windpipe and my esophagus 45 degrees on its side. So if I did not have that invasive procedure, I would not have had the surgery to remove this benign cyst, and I probably wouldn't be here talking to you. So all I can say is I think that we need a little bit more information in that regard, more research, and when you need, save the radiation and X-ray for when you absolutely need it. That's
right. And once again, let's talk about our children just quickly, because, you know, parents don't think about the damage. They may not know about the damage. They probably don't when they bring their children to the doctor and they've got, you know, a sprain or something's happened. You know, these children, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I got so many X-rays. It was unbelievable. And now, you know, we're learning that the hospitals don't even know how much exposure these X-ray machines are actually giving off. I mean, they have no idea the majority of the time. And there's a lot. I mean, it's very cumulative.
It is cumulative. It's cumulative because of the ionizing radiation and the tissue damage and the connection that we definitively know with cancer, and that's the reason that you've got to keep a yearly record and make sure that you do not exceed a maximum of what they call 50 millisieverts per year.
Okay, and what about the, you know, the airports? What about those new X-ray machines, the scatter technology that they're telling you, oh, it's completely harmless?
It's everywhere. I just say this, because your brain and your heart and your eyes are targets for ionizing radiation, I would keep your eyes closed. And I, of course, am the kind that say, no, I put my hand up and say, no, I'm going to get the pat down. And I have found them to be very proper and very very dignified. And I live in Spokane where they do a very good job in terms of what they're supposed to be doing. So
yeah,
I always do the pat down.
They may be proper and dignified when you get the right people. But I'll tell you, I've been in certain places where they don't understand why you do not want to go through the x-ray machine after them telling you how harmless it is. And they actually think that you're hiding something, and they can be very belligerent at the same time.
And I guess that just depends upon the individual.
Sure,
and
sure.
So it's just a matter of which toxic exposure you want to expose yourself to.
Right. Here's the thing. You know, I promised everyone we would talk a little bit about nutrition.
There
is things that we can do. You talk about this in the book. What are they?
Okay, so you're going to have to develop a love affair with artichokes and a little bit of love affair, again, with asparagus and garlic, grass-fed beef, some cinnamon, blueberries, olive oil, mushroom. These are all very high in antioxidants that studies have shown are very protective against ionizing radiation and can also help in terms of diminish the effects that radiation of all types has on your maintenance of melatonin and particularly glutathione, which is a very important antioxidant in the liver. So
right.
All of these things are helpful. And did you try any of my entrees?
I haven't tried any of your entrees yet, but I promise you I will. What about N-acetylcysteine or NAC when it comes to, I mean, one of the best ways to raise glutathione?
Well, for some people, that is a precursor. It will help if you have 600 milligrams twice a day. Some people need the actual glutathione itself. Some people do very well with MSM, and I talk about all of that in the book, as well as manganese, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. Remember that you start to deionize calcium from the cell membrane, according to Dr. Andrew Goldsworthy, so you want to make sure that the calcium stays where it should. And my best bet and my best trick in that regard is to make sure you've got a 2-to-1 ratio of magnesium to calcium in your diet and in your supplements.
So when you talk about things like calcification, do you also recommend vitamin K?
I talk about vitamin D.
Okay.
And vitamin D has radioprotective aspects, so that's just another claim to fame in reference to that. We have some problem with vitamin K with individuals that are taking blood thinners and so forth, so I try to steer clear of anything that could be contraindicated if people are taking medications. But I think that you'll find the recipes, some of the tips about the herbs and the spices to be very helpful, as well as that added magnesium, vitamin D, and Ultra H3, which will protect those membranes from becoming damaged, and that's an anti-aging remedy as well.
Okay, and just a couple more things. We're out of time here.
Talk
about recessed lights being a bit of a problem. You talk about dimmers as being a bit of a problem. And I think one of the most important things, do not sleep in a room where on the other side of the wall, or don't have your fridge on the other side of a wall where you spend a lot of time.
Well, because it exhibits a very high field. There's a very high field that emanates from equipment that has large motors.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of industrial workers we had found early on came down with such strange kinds of cancer. So it isn't just the digital that we're talking about. We're talking about electrical fields as well.
Okay. Dr. Anne-Louise Gittleman has been my guest today. Dr. Gittleman, how can people get more information on Zapped and all of this crazy electromagnetic pollution around us?
It's crazy. RUZapped, AREUZapped.com. You'll see my blogs on there, which I devote to this topic at least once every 2 weeks. Or you can go to Amazon.com, you can pick up the book, and I really insist that people that are on the fence pick up the book, because you'll see the over 500 documented placebo-controlled studies that have been printed, but that are in the public domain, but that are not being promoted because this is a big business that we're up against.
Well, Dr. Gittleman, you know, I've always been a fan of yours. I'm a raving fan of yours now. I mean, you get better with age. Thank you very much for being my guest. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King. And do not miss next week's show. It will be another incredible show. I promise you that. Go out, have yourself a fantastic week. We'll see you next week.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.